Let's see who else has joined. We got Micaiah White has joined. Morning, Micaiah. And Candace Ingold has joined. Good morning, Candace.
Good morning.
Still no John Lodico?
I do not see John yet.
Okay, thank you.
Mark Haupt joined. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning.
And I see Ashley joined. Good morning, Ashley Floden.
Good morning. My husband, Edward, is also here.
Good morning. And Greg Gonzalez is on the line. Good morning, Greg.
Yep. Good morning.
And Mary Pankari is on again. She must have dropped. And I still don't see John Lodico yet. But just a reminder, I'm not trying to be rude. I'm just muting people as they join so we don't have too much background noise. And you can star 6 to unmute yourself.
Good morning.
Oh, hi, John. John has joined. John Lodico. And we have
Hi, Connie.
Cameron. Hi, John.
How's everybody?
And we've got, good. We've got Cameron Schaap. Good morning, Cameron. I'm going to mute you. And we looks like we have Jeremy Garrett online. Good morning, Jeremy.
Good morning.
Who's that?
All right, all the board members are present.
Cool.
Is it 10 o'clock?
Yes, it is.
Okay, then let's get this show on the road. And
I just want to let everybody know how we're going to handle it. We sent out an agenda. We're going to go down item by item. We're going to leave the elephant in the room until the end. There will be no board statement. There will be no board procedure statement. There will be a brief introduction by me. We will entertain comments from everybody that signed in. Everybody will get one question. We'll answer the question no matter how long it takes, and we'll move on to the next. So this doesn't take forever, and then we will have a vote. That's the way it's going to be. I wanted everybody to know right from the get-go. Most of the people are going to be muted, except for the board members. If you wish to speak, you push star 6. Is that right, Connie?
That's correct. Star 6 to unmute yourself.
Okay, you unmute yourself, and you can ask a question. What I would like to do is we're going to start off, like I said, as the agenda goes. And wait until we're done, and then if you have questions, we'll answer any questions you have as we go item by item. This whole thing will be recorded. So if you don't want to be recorded, don't speak. If you don't have a problem, speak all you'd like. Is there anything that I missed, other board members?
Sounds good, Gary.
Yeah,
sounds
okay.
Good.
All right, now this, obviously everybody that's on this call knows this has been a rather difficult time. I want to welcome everybody, and thanks for coming to the meeting. Wish we could see you in person, but obviously that can't happen. First thing I want to do is I want to thank our newest board member who came in a very difficult time and contributed immediately. Joe Leo, he's our new board member for a 4-year term, and everybody should welcome him and when they meet him. Okay.
Good
work. Let's go right into road work. We met with our contractor this week. We went over the lower work, the upper work. We still have not finalized everything, but we have a plan. The access road will be roughly graded once or twice before the actual work is done because of the condition. We're trying to put it, the access road work, a little bit later into July, as one of our residents suggested, to maybe get a little more, bit more out of the road in August, September, October. So we're going to try that this year. Again, that was a recommendation. I think it was from Blake Shepherd, but I'm not positive anymore. So that is my plan with the access road. The major work will be done in July. Going up from there, we're going to chip seal the section from Berg's Hill, from the T down to Berg's Hill, that is already chip sealed. It will be a single chip, and it will has already been patched. It's going to extend the life of that section of road. So we felt we had to do that this year. We were going to pave from the end of the chip seal around to the Forest Service sign. Could not afford that this year, so it's on hold. Maybe it'll be done next year, and maybe it'll never be done. But that is that section. On Monday, they will be coming in to chip seal. On Tuesday, they will be coming in to fog seal. If you could now, they're not going to chip seal supposedly until about noontime. It shouldn't take more than a couple hours. If you could stay off the road between noontime and 3 o'clock, it would be advantageous to them and to you. The next day, the fog seal could be a problem for you. So you really, I'll try and find a time I'm going to be here. I haven't gotten it yet, so that I could tell everybody. But if you drive in that fog seal when it's still fresh, it's going to get on your car. So the ideal thing would just to give it a couple hours to dry, and then that would be no problem. Any questions at all on the chip seal? Okay. I'm going to go on the lower filing, and then Connie will take care of the upper filing work, her plans. Down here, we are grading the major. Most of them have already been graded. A storm, a Palisade, Stonetop, Lakeview. This is the initial grading. There is going to be material put on Palisade and Snowtop by the four-way in particular, where everything gets dug up all the time. We are contemplating spraying that with mag chloride to hold it better. We're waiting for a cost. We don't know what it's going to cost. On the access road, it cost us $10,000 to do roughly 9/10 of a mile. So it's not cheap, but we have to do something for Snowtop, and we have to do something for Palisade. But also on that line, our contractor stated the fact that, you know, if people did 15 or 20 on our roads, those roads would stay, even those inclines would stay good until the next season. Obviously, that's never going to happen, because especially going around Snowtop, they figure they're going to lose traction, or they got to pick up speed to get over the hill. I don't know, but that's a problem. But and it's going to be. So that's the plan for there. One of a bunch of residents actually from Chipmunk came to the board a month or so ago about the condition of Chipmunk down by the old fire station. And how it was always butted out. I went down there with him. We looked at it. And then I brought our contractor down there. So that's going to be our major side project this year, to ditch that properly, get some material in there, grade it up, and give them somewhat more of a decent road. Those people actually volunteered to chip in $5,000, I think it was, to fix their own road. Although I thought that was a wonderful thought, nobody else has volunteered to do that. There's no reason these people should pay when they pay their taxes. So that's the plan. There'll be some other tree cutting we're going to be doing and some ditching. But aside from that, the other roads will be great when we get to them. But that there will be no other major work. If there's any money left down here, and we have about $45,000, we are going to finish Wolf. That's Wolf got done up to the curve. There's a little section going down the hill that we ran out of money on. That if there is money left, we will finish that. And if not, it'll be done in a future year. Does anybody have any questions on what I said? I know I went very quick. I guess nobody's unmuting, so
everything's good.
All right, moving on then. Connie, if you could, go through just what you're proposing up there. I know you don't have all the facts yet from Justin, but roughly.
Okay. Yeah, so we're looking at just doing some curl grading on all of the roads in the upper plains. And then we've got a list of special projects that we're waiting on some estimates on, but we've identified a spot on Cedar Park, right above Mike and Sarah, that is some road base, and then Homestead and Meadows make some road bases as well. And they put road base in last year on Cedar Park, and so we're basically just going to go keep going up the road as far as we can go because it's pretty swampy right there. And then we'll also have we looked at Bear and Pine for some possible cul-de-sacs. Those probably are definitely within our reach. Just Justin said that it's not going to take very much to widen those cul-de-sacs there. So those will probably likely be done this year. For culverts, we identified a place on Meadows where a new lake is forming, and so we might put a culvert there. Justin suggested maybe a ditch, but he's going to do some lasering there and figure that out. And then also on Cedar Park, actually below Mike and Sarah, there's a spring that forms, and so he's going to check that out for a culvert, give us an estimate on that. And then we just identified some spots, just some general puddles start to form on Granite, Elk, and Meadows. And so that's just kind of fixing up the ditches there. So those are kind of the main major projects. Once we get some estimates on there, we'll prioritize them, and hopefully we'll get some tackled this year. And then, like Gary said, we've got tree work, and we passed off a list of trees to Brad Coleman, and I want to thank Greg and Ashley for helping us identify some areas that needed some trees. There's kind of a long list of roads, Palisade, Bobcat, Possum, Storm Mountain, Bren, Elk, Galichi, Storm Mountain, Badger, and Jug, that Brad is going to be going out and checking to see what kind of tree maintenance needs to be done. And so he's got that list and is prioritizing it with his sawmill. I guess things at the sawmill are pretty busy. So he's got it, and will be out working on it. That's all I had, Gary.
Okie doke. Does anybody have any response to that? Questions? Okay, everybody wants to get to that bear in the room. All right, well, here we go. This is going to be difficult for me, so bear with me. The board has spent an enormous amount of time on this subject. Really, the only people that have had difficulty with this is Four Seasons, who is the contractor. Obviously, there's a monetary cost involved with their work. So they are invested heavily. In spite of things that have been said, the board has tried to work through the best solution that they feel for the community. We had roughly, I counted them up, I could be off a little bit, roughly 35 comments in favor of Four Seasons continuing the work. We have 600 families here. Out of those roughly 35, 40 comments, over 20, I know 20 live in the lower filings. That leaves another 15 that I don't know where they live. Some did live up top. The ones in the lower filings, we totally agree with. There is no issue with the plowing in the lower filings to speak of that can't be corrected. We had a problem with the upper filings. End of story. And I'm not going any farther with that. I'm not saying, as Ashley sent her email last night, there's no he said, she said. Things happened. I was in full support of Four Seasons getting started in the beginning. I think I went out of my way to help them. Things turned bad. Whether it was me, whether it was Four Seasons, whether I would probably think that both of us contributed to the problem. Maybe somebody else. I don't know. But, you know, I'm willing to accept some responsibility for the lack of the way it progressed. Now, having said that, I had as many people up top comment in favor of the board, in fact, more than commented in favor of Four Seasons up top in the upper filings. So, the board is responsible to everybody on this mountain. We're not responsible to the lower filings. We're not responsible to the upper filings. So, if you lived in the lower filings and you got to work every day and you were tickled to death, that's a wonderful thing. But the people in the upper filings have to be able to say the same thing. That's the problem we had, and that was some of the issues we had. So just having said that, our responsibility is to everybody. Now, I'm going to close real shortly. I'm not going to drag this out. We're going to go to comments, and then we're going to take a vote. But I will say, this is the worst this has ever been on this mountain. People have said things that weren't true, that were evil. They impugned the board's friggin' honesty, their integrity, called us petty. What kind of power is there in being on this board? All you do is get ridiculed by most people. So, I mean, it's silly. We have to get back to just being a community that gets together. I love living here. This is my community. The people that live here are wonderful, for the most part. The sad thing is I've had friends over this that I've lost. There are people that, you know, you just can't come back from. I was disappointed in Matt's going to the board now. Not saying that Matt can't do that. What I'm saying is that out of the 35, 40 people that complained, nobody, well, I take that back, Jared Mahalchik, I'm sorry if I didn't say your name right, Jared, if you're on there, and Kaylin, they were the only two people that asked questions from the board. The other 30 to 40, whatever there were, never asked anybody on the board any questions. So pretty much what you're saying is there was one email that went out that all you people accepted without getting the other half of the story. You know, this is America. Yeah, everybody complains about, I got a right to say what. You do have a right to say whatever you want, but you have to investigate properly, get both sides of it, and be honest about it. And if you disagree with the board, that's fine. That's your right. I agree. That's what makes this country great, disagreement. Now, I've ranted enough. I'm through. The last thing I'm going to say to you is this is my last board meeting. I am resigning today, so I'm done. There'll be a new board member. And I'm sorry, but that's it. So what we're going to do now is take comments from anybody that has anything to say, and then we will vote. And I just, last thing I'll say is I am in complete support of whatever the board decides. I do not have a vote, in spite of everybody thinking that I do. Unless it's a tie. If it's a tie, I will vote. If it is not a tie, then I will offer support to whatever the majority votes, because that's the nature of this country. Okay, we're open for comments.
Hey, this is Jeremy calling in. I just wanted to thank all you guys on the board because, as a spouse, I know how hard you guys work, and it's totally a thankless job. And Gary, you've been great too, and I've been witness to a bunch of things, and I know this wasn't an easy decision, and you guys really went for it. And at least the community is informed, and what they choose to do with that information is up to them, as you say. But I just want to thank you guys all for your service.
Thank you, Jim.
Thank you.
Somebody else want to comment?
Yeah, this is Holly Charbonneau. And I guess my comment is that, you know, one of the things that I took away from reading the comments from John and also from Gary was that there is a tremendous learning curve on the front end. I'm not sure all the community members know that Kerry was a road guy for many, many years for the county. So when he took over doing our roads as a local resident, there was probably less of a learning curve. But considering the investment that they made on the front end in this community, I was hoping that we would give them a second chance. I mean, yeah, there were a lot of hiccups and a lot of cost overruns and so forth, but you know, lesson learned, and I just really was hoping that, you know, they would get a second season to get a little better. And that's all I have to say.
Thank you, Holly.
Hello, this is Kalen Barden. Can you guys hear me now?
Yep.
Hey, Holly, sorry, I'm trying to get some service. I only got cell service up here. I just wanted to check in because I made some comments up there and ask some questions. My thing is, I'm trying to find a neutral ground in this. I agree with the PID's decision. You guys are volunteers, and this is a thankless job. But I also agree with Four Seasons and the fact that, you know, they did a good job and that they did do their best. The issues I have really come down to the financials and going forward with a contract, making an attempt to try and renew them, but something that works in the favor of both sides, because clearly there were some issues and some emotions got hot. We weren't here for the whole season. We're actually relatively new here, but like I had mentioned previously, I'm not new to snow removal and I'm not new to snow. I just want to see if there's a way that we can kind of, like you said, come together as a community and come to a agreement and a resolution on this where we make a very valid attempt to bring Four Seasons back on, but also set the ground rules where the PID is not leaving themselves exposed to an exorbitant budget or, you know, anything goes type of attitude. As far as, you know, how we approach that, this is not a one phone call kind of conversation that's going to resolve it, and I hope everybody realizes that. It's not kind of grab your pitchfork and throw it at whoever's at fault. It's got to be sit down and discuss over time, so I'm just curious if there's a way that we can all do that and develop a good contract with Larimer County and Four Seasons, if that's the case, or if it's an open bid, do it the correct way. I don't know where everybody stands in that, but I feel like that should be the way it's done. I mean, any way I can help, any way I could, you know, if there's a way to meet with everybody, or I don't know. I just was curious what everybody's thoughts were on that, because I'm in a questioning phase because we're new here, and I just want to learn how everything works and help where I can. Thank you.
Thank you, Karen.
Thank you.
This is Donna White. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Man, there was a lot of emails going on. I tried to catch up as much as I could for this call. I want to thank Four Seasons. We actually had a culvert that CID was not aware of that was completely filled with silt from the flood. We've been in up here for about 5 years. And we also had all these cattle fences that were buried into our road, which is horrible for a grader. So they worked on it. They dug out the culvert. They worked on our ditches. It would be nice if we had a little road base, but I know that's money from the PID, from where all those gates were. So I'm super grateful that that was done. Yes, we're in the lower filings. I think Four Seasons did amazing. From times I had to leave before the sun was up to times I had to come back after the sun was down during some of these storms. I agree with Holly on giving them a second season. They invested a lot of money. They're in this community. They're active members in our community. And getting all the equipment and what works up here and what works on certain roads, and I never want to drive a plow on Bowser. I'll say that right now. I would be terrified. I think they worked really hard and invested a lot in our community, and if the financial agreements can be made, Kaylin said, like a neutral, or not neutral, but just a middle ground where it's financially acceptable for what our taxes pay into the PID as well as financially acceptable for Four Seasons and the equipment and the time they have to invest in it. I personally would love to see them go another season because, in like I said, we've only been here 5 years. This was the best season for us, and it was a lot of freaking snow and heavy snow. Jeez, I think we had 8 months of winter. Anyway, that's all I have. I hope we can all find happy ground, or at least neutral ground.
Hi, this is Becky. Can you hear me?
Y'all hear me? Can y'all hear me?
Yep.
Yeah?
Hi.
No?
I think when John Green wrote his letter on Thursday night, he wanted to hear from people up top. And so I do live at 8,600 feet on Storm Mountain, just about a mile or so down from Amanda and Greg's home. And I understand. I've used the access road. I love the access road. I think that Ashley did a phenomenal job on the access road. I think she did a phenomenal job on the roads that I drove in the lower filings. I didn't have an opportunity to drive them that much because there's a lot of snow. But it was scary up here. For those of you who live in the lower filings and don't hesitate and don't come up here even when it's nice, you should have tried to come up here when it was snowy. The forest service area was one lane. And so if you were driving at night with no guardrails on the side that goes down the mountain, you had to back up if anybody was coming up or back down if somebody was coming down. And that could be pretty scary on ice and snow. I talked to Greg about that. He said that's what had to be done that way until he hired Dave Leggetts to move the snow. And then we had a wider path. But that went on for quite a while. I know that Mary went down Cedar Park Drive, and because it was one lane for quite a while, she was, for most of the winter, she was forced into a ditch by somebody who was coming the other way and had to be towed out. And I think there have been people who said to me, I hope that they don't get the one person said, I hope they don't get the contract this year. That's just one person's comment to me. But that doesn't mean anything. It's my experience of driving on this on these roads in the winter with the way it was plowed. And so that's all I wanted to say. It's scary. I wish we had somebody who plowed better up here. I know there's a lot of snow, but I have to say, even though we waited a long time last year, meaning before Four Seasons, for somebody to come up here, and that's difficult. I get that. We go to work. Mary goes to work. We have to get out. At least I never was afraid to come down the mountain. So I just wanted to leave those of you who don't come up here with that information. Thank you.
Thank you, Becky.
Hello, this is Lori Staley. Hello? Can you hear me?
Yep.
Yep. Okay.
I live on Elk Way, and I can tell you that we really struggled up on top. Times that come up, I was scared to death of meeting somebody on that road. And then when it was plowed a wrong direction. So, you know, somebody had to come in and push the snow off to the edge in order for that to even work. And it went on, and things were said. And I'm not saying that they're bad people or anything like that, because they are good people. I'm saying that we need better snow removal up on top. On Elk Way and Storm Mountain, it was so bad there that it was almost impassable, because it was one lane, and it was a very narrow lane, and nothing else was done there. And there's more and more people living up there full time, and I know I go up there all year long. So I just wanted to say that. I know that they did a good job on the bottom, and that's great, and I know the people down below are happy, and that's good. But we on top need to be happy as well. We have jobs to go to. We have places we have to be. If we can't get through, that's a problem. And if it's dangerous, where we're going to be going off the side, that's not a good thing. So that's all I have to say. I want to keep peace on the mountain, but also, too, we need to have good snow removal on top.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
Good morning. Can you guys hear me okay?
Yeah.
I'm Candace from 210 Wolf Drive. I just had a couple things. I kind of followed the email trail, and I wondered what the problems were on the upper filings, other than the what we just heard is great to get some input with that. But we talked about how you guys had mentioned that John presented all this information and people didn't ask questions. And I know there's not questions asked in the email because it's kind of a bunch of drama most of the time. But there's some good pieces in there. And so I just wanted to at least ask now rather than not at all about, you know, what were the problems. And then I also wanted to let the PID board know, just from a resident's perspective, not a board member's perspective, the respect that the Four Seasons had for the PID board from the back end. So there, I'm sure you know there's the story of what type of communication the board had with them. But from a resident's perspective, I live right next to Chris Rock, and we have a disabled vet right at the end of Wolf Drive cul-de-sac. And I had texted them at one point just to, you know, ask when they think they might get to Wolf Drive or if they could come through Wolf Drive, not knowing, you know, that all that information comes from the PID board. But Ashley responded in such a respectful manner and said, you know, we're in the guidance of the PID board. We hope to get to it when we can get to it. And she just had just utter respect for the board to defer me to that for a resident that, you know, doesn't necessarily know the process and is learning. And so just keep that in mind, what the resident perspective is of how they communicated to a resident. Instead of just stating their opinion, they really deferred everything to the board and to take their lead on how to do things and when to do things. And then I just had a question also about, I don't know if it's possible, but if there is such an issue up top, and it was mentioned that the board wants to respect and support all residents up top and down below, is there a way for the contract to be split rather than just totally let go of a company that was really amazing? And is there an option for a revision of that so that we can at least keep them on the bottom half and have somebody up top if it's really such an issue? So thank you. I just wanted to ask those questions and present that from somebody who's fairly new and just trying to learn and respect both sides. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
If you guys don't mind, I'll respond because I'm familiar with what Candace is talking about. I remember the incident with the you making an inroad to Four Seasons, and Four Seasons contacted me immediately with the problem about the vet down there. It was something that the board, and I don't think anybody ever considered people having issues, medical issues, being stuck and making them a priority. So we have discussed it since then and trying to generate it. The virus happened, and then this whole snowplowing thing happened, and we didn't follow up on it. But that was a priority of the board, getting a list of people that have medical issues so we can make sure that they plowed first, if that's possible, as fast as they can in case they need oxygen, an ambulance, you know, a thousand other things. So thank you for mentioning that. That was something we needed to hear that we really never, ever considered. The other thing, it's too late to get into pros and cons. The only thing I can say about the plowing is, for the most part, everybody was happy, board and residents down here on the lower filing. Not so much in the upper filings, and I'm not going to beat a dead horse anymore. That's pretty much the feeling of it right now. And the last thing about separating it, Four Seasons is one company. We didn't know the total extent of ownership, but Ashley's listening in on the call, and Ashley is an owner. We actually, one of the people we're talking to about plowing offered Ashley a job, so I actually called her to see if she was interested, not knowing the extent of her involvement with Four Seasons. So obviously there is a big investment there, and she apparently wasn't interested because she never got back to me. And that's understandable. But so splitting it would not be an option, I don't see at this point. Thank you.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, cool, awesome, I'm on. I'm Rachel, the nerdy Latin teacher down in the lower filings. And, well, my husband's also a Latin teacher. And we're new to the community, and one of the things that we have really valued in the community is the sense of community. It's wonderful to have so many neighbors. sometimes we all get along, and sometimes there's drama. So I'm hopeful that however this ends up being resolved, that we can not be a fractured community, because there's enough going on in the world that is unpleasant, that making sure we're all still the good neighbors that we are is, you know, pretty important to me as a new member of this community. And I want to thank a lot of people real quick, so I appreciate your patience. I want to thank the board, because I cannot imagine what kind of a burden it is to have the responsibility for the safety of so many people and keeping the roads maintained. And it is thankless, and it is a burden, and I appreciate all your work, and even as many people are very upset. I would also like to thank Four Seasons, because I'm a teacher. Getting to school every day is really important. I only get 7 days off, and I'm surrounded by children who are like constantly sick and don't know how to wash their hands. So that's going to be a fun adventure in the fall. But taking a sick day when you get seven and you have, you know, a bunch of kiddos waiting for you every day is hard. And it would be very hard. So I appreciate that as a lower filings resident, I was able to safely get to work every single day. And so thank you, Four Seasons, for making that happen. I recognize that this is a really big problem, and I'm really grateful that I don't have to solve it. I wish that it would turn out differently as a lower filings resident, but I've also driven up top in the winter to go snowshoeing, and we took our truck with the chains, and it was definitely a bigger adventure going up top. And so I recognize the problems that the upper filings residents have, and just like I need to get to work, they need to get to work. So I'm hopeful that we can come back together as the awesome, so excited to have joined, and get through whatever the board decides. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rachel. That was good.
Thank you. Hey, this is Cameron Chappelle. Can you guys hear me?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay. So my own, and I haven't read any of the emails, those, I don't know, that whole email group kind of, puts me in a bad mood. My wife just told me about this. So my only concern, like everybody else, is just getting to work. My only other experience, because we've only been up here like 2 years or so, is the year previously when I heard through the grapevine we had somebody coming from Greeley, and they didn't get up here very quickly. I think it took them like a day or two to even plow some areas by the T during one storm. So are we going to find a better company than Four Seasons? And I mean, do you have any information about them? Thanks.
All right. Nobody else is talking, so. Last year was an adventure, or the year before was an adventure. Those people were recommended by the county. They were from Johnstown, not Greeley. I would say their response time was more like 5 hours, 4 or 5 hours. It took them a while, and we called them before the snow was ready to plow, give them time to get it. But, you know, they were never here for more than 2 days plowing the whole development. So it's not like I can't ever imagine them not getting to the T is the first thing they plowed. So that never happened. But were they any good? No, they weren't any good. That's why they're not here anymore. They were horrible. I could tell you stories that would curl your hair, but you don't really need to. But they were bad. So when Four Seasons offered to do it, we helped them get the bid, and that's why they're plowing. We're investigating another contractor that has only plowed one road, and I will agree with John Green. They didn't do a great job, but the guy that gave the recommendation on them came back and said they weren't as bad as we said they were. Yeah, these guys will be up to date if they get the contract. If they come up.
Gary, can I add to that?
Connie,
can I add to that?
Sure.
I just wanted to add to respond to his question. So as we started to chat with other plow crews, my number one question was, would you hire driver or drivers on the mountain, and this team has said absolutely yes. We would see that as critical, you know, to our success up here. We would definitely need that. I mean, we've seen that people on the mountain, especially in the upper filings, I counted in the upper filings, I count like 12 out of 15 residents that have plows, and they're ready to plow. They have the ability to plow themselves off the mountain when they need to, because that's the conditions up there. And so I think that's a really good message to say, if you're in a situation where the crew from the valley can't get up there, you can plow, you know, and they will hire you, and you can get paid for it. So talk about money going back into the community. It's almost more like a model before the PID board, where everybody just kind of plowed until they got overwhelmed. Asked a lot of long-term residents and people who have 20 years plowing experience, what do they need to do to plow? And the people that we've been looking at, they've been very receptive to trying to learn from the people that know plowing, trying to get the right equipment for it. I just wanted to say that was a very high priority for me, and even considering a crew off the mountain, because I know there's a lot of resistance to it legitimately. So you know, that was just very important to me. And they are interested in working with drivers on the mountain.
Copy. This is Ed Flodin. I would like to make a comment, please.
Could you repeat your name?
Yes. So when we talk about maybe some of you don't know the ins and outs of the snow plowing business, but one of the largest expenses of snow plowing is the insurance. And insurance requirements in order to keep it, I mean, the insurance is outrageously expensive, but the insurance requirements in order to be in compliance with the policy and the county requires that anybody hired to do plowing be liability insured to $1 million.
They
so
have
this
that.
This company thinks they can just hire people up here who have a plow on their truck. Unless those people are insured for $1 million with liability insurance, they're not officially allowed to do the plowing by the county.
Can I respond to that?
Go ahead, Garrett. Because I will if you don't.
You're 100% correct in what you're saying, but these people would not be driving their own trucks. They would not be working by themselves. They would not be working as subcontractors. They would not have to supply insurance for this reason. This other company is going to stage four trucks up here. Those people would only have to drive from their house to pick up the truck and go do the work, and they would be working for this contractor who is insured or would be insured by the county. With all the proper insurance.
You're not insured in the county.
What's that?
Insurance is done private.
No, I'm not saying it's that's not what I meant. They will be insured properly by the requirements of the county. And I believe the county even wants more than $1 million, but I'm not sure. But they will be working for that one contractor who will be insured, who has to be. They have to supply that insurance to the county for approval. So there's nobody supplying anything else, and nobody's running around here in their own truck, plowing their road, and then being approved by that. That's not what we're talking about.
That's what Connie just said.
Oh, God.
It's pretty much interpretation. She's not. They can't drive their own trucks. We've said that 1,000 times on the email group. That's against the county regulations. But do people
so
do
why
it?
Say
yes.
It in the first place, Connie?
What?
Okay, then I apologize. So I'm still learning on that front. I just wanted to say that it was important that they could hire a mountain driver. So those details would need to be worked out, and I would need to understand that. So I do apologize if I spoke out of turn, Gary and Ed.
There is one other thing I would like to address as well. And just kind of talk about how last season went. I know Ash was able to stay in front of the eight ball from the start of the season on the lower filings. And it's a lot easier to stay in front of the eight ball on the lower filings. On the upper filings, if you don't get to the storm as soon as it hits those measurable amounts to plow, if you wait and let that snow pile up, it just continues to get narrower and narrower and narrower. So by being proactive and being able to plow, when we hit the snow level amount for plowing, and then plow continuously until that storm completes, that's how you stay ahead of the eight ball. When you have to wait until the storm finishes and there's 3.5 feet of snow, that's when you get in trouble. And that's what's going to happen with a contractor from the Flatlands.
Well, you're 100% correct in what you're saying, but again, these people, and we don't know for sure,
We want the chance to do it right. We know last year was a disaster. We know, and we apologize profusely for that. It increased the number of hours because once we got behind the eight ball, the amount of man hours to try and recover from that just kept compounding. And the PID did get charged for all of those man hours. This year we've bought this 550. We are committed to attacking the storm during the storm so that we don't get behind the eight ball. And the better we are able to do that, the better service you all will get, and it will actually be cheaper because we won't get behind. We've learned those lessons.
All right, let me stop you right here. And the very hold off on the 550. Here's my question. It's not a question. At the very beginning, I laid down some ground rules. We're not defending Four Seasons. We're not prosecuting Four Seasons. The board's not putting a position on, and neither is Four Seasons. All we're doing is looking for community comments on what they feel the situation was. So let's just proceed from there. So whoever's next to have with a comment, please jump on there.
I was just interested in providing value solutions to the problems and not just...
I understand. We've been talking about this for almost a week now, and we spent weeks before that talking about it. The time we need comments on how people feel they did and go on from there. That's it. Whoever's next.
All right. So that's it.
Connie, are there any other commenters?
If you would like to comment, just star 6 to unmute yourself.
Hello, this is Barb. Sorry, I didn't know how to unmute myself until Connie just said that. This is really tough because I am friends with all of you and I respect all of you. And, Gary, I want to thank you for all your many, many years of hard work for the PID and for the community. And I'm sorry to see you go early. That said, Connie's analysis really resonated with me. That was very, very much what I did when I worked for Lockheed Martin. Made some really tough analysis for the company and tough decisions. That said, there were times when we looked at resources for the particular service that we required, and we did have to spend more money to obtain or retain those services. And I would really like to see Four Seasons given a second chance for one more season. They got a quick start off right out of the gate, had a really fast learning curve, baptism by fire. Even what Edward just said was very informative to me about the 550. I never understood the whole equipment issue and where that was. My big concern is that if we go with a new company, we're going to have not only the upper filing possibly upset with poor service, but we'll have the lower portion upset as well. I think the board is doing a very diligent job in what they need to do and looking out for the best interest financially for the community. That said, I really would like to see Four Seasons given another chance to prove themselves and make everyone happy, upper and lower and the PID, and again, to resonate with what Rachel said, so that we can be one big functioning community and not divisive. So it was a tough winter, really difficult conditions. I just can't imagine what the upper filing would have done with that company from Johnstown, let alone the lower filing. So that's all I have to say.
Thank you, Barb.
This is Ed. Hello?
Hello.
Okay.
Ed?
Yes. The only comment I'd like to make at this point is, regardless of who our contractor is, They must plow the roads the entire width. They can't make it one lane and then try to do a little bit more. It's got to be done the full width of the road, whether it's Storm Mountain or Cedar Park Drive or whatever.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Ed.
This is Scott Christensen, part-time resident up on Meadows. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay, great. I didn't know about the Star 6-9 either. I've tried to say something a few times. I'm in agreement. I'm a part-time resident. I get out there about once a month. I've got the property across from Fallman's. Last year, I never had a problem coming out. I do know a lot of people up there that did during the snowstorms. But every month I came out, the roads were open. They weren't perfect, but they were better than the crew from the Flatlands that did it. I know this is not a vote, but my position would be to give them one more year to square things away. And if they don't, understanding that that contract's going to be let to somebody else next year. But coming out of the gate with the snow that we had on Thanksgiving for a company that had not commercially plowed mountain roads, that wasn't even a baptism by fire. That was being dropped into the depths of hell. So, and unfortunately, it just didn't go well. But as somebody that's up in the upper filings that does get out there, I did appreciate the service that they did, and I'd like to see them get one more year to prove themselves one way or another.
Thank you.
Hey, Gary, it's Kenya.
Hi, Kenya.
Hi. This question is more for my own education purposes, and hopefully I've not had my head in the sand for as many years as we've lived up here. But how is all of this funded? So I know that's different with the PID. I know we pay road dues. But part of my question is, I guess just that, how is it funded? And then when and if we go over budget, what's the impact to us from a community perspective?
Well, that's a great question. As you said, we are funded by the money that comes out of your taxes. Having said that, we have really two things we spend money on, snow plowing and roads. In the past, we spent approximately we've had $30,000 in our budget. We spent as much as $40,000. But when it snows, we have to plow. It's not like we hit $30,000 or $40,000 and plowing comes to an end. We plow as long as we have to. Obviously, this year our budget was, I think it was 30. It might have been 40 for snow plowing. I think it was 30, though. Obviously, we didn't stop plowing. We spent another $50,000, or almost $51,000. So when the snow falls, we plow it, regardless of what it takes. If it takes $50,000 more than we had allotted, that $50,000 comes out of the road work. So if we have approximately $130,000 for road work, that $50,000 has to come out of somewhere. This year, we were very lucky. This year, well, it was a double-edged sword. Everybody's assessments went through the roof. So we almost had all that money covered. So, yeah, it comes out of road work. So we could have done, if I'm not saying that, we would have spent 30 anyway. Whatever we would have spent comes out of the road. That's just basically it.
Great, thank you.
Hello.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yep.
Yeah. This is Mary Hill. I just got a couple comments. I've lived on the top of Storm Mountain for 22 years. Previous to the PID, our roads were always graded or plowed with a grader. And he'd make a run one way and one back the other way, and the roads were open. We didn't have to plow them five or six times to get them opened up. The other thing I want to say is I heard these comments about insurance. Four Seasons had a number of people, residents on the mountain, plow for them this year. I'm kind of wondering how that happened. And the plowing that was done up there, I had snowbanks 6 and 7 feet tall on both sides of my driveway because Greg would come out of Aspen Drive and just push it right into my side of my driveway there, and which was a kind of a crazy thing to do. It seems like you would move that snow somewhere other than in front of somebody's driveway. But it made it a very dangerous situation for me. I had to pull out into a one-lane road before I could even see if anything was coming. But anyways, that's just a couple of my comments. As far as the past plow companies, I do want to say something there, because had we ever spent $80,000 in one snow season, we would have had fantastic snow plowing. And the reason last year, we the board, or the previous year, I should say, when Dreamscapes was there, the board sent them out to plow. And we tried to control the budget a little bit, and so we didn't plow as much as Four Seasons plowed. So obviously, the roads are not going to be anywhere near as good. So all this stuff, negative stuff about past plow companies, if we'd have had companies that we just turned loose like we did Four Seasons, we would have had immaculate roads, and we would have spent tons and tons of money. So that's just what I got to say. And I'm really getting tired of this whole thing. So I'm signing off.
Thank you, Mary.
Anybody else?
Yeah, this is Greg.
Hey, this is Ashley Floodian. I have a question.
Who is it?
Hi. This is Ashley.
Oh, okay. Go ahead, Ashley.
So you were saying that our taxes had gone up. So what's our budget now? Because you were saying it was $130,000, our budget for the year, but our taxes went up. So doesn't our budget increase?
No. Just the road work. The road work is about $130,000. Just the road work. And then whatever we put into the snow budget this year, Connie, did we put in $65,000?
Yeah, so the total 2020 budget is $283,000. There was a $58,000 carryover from last year. And so we just kind of dispersed that out. In the past, which is not the future, just the past, snow plowing had always been $30,000 budgeted. And as Gary said, it's more an expense rather than a budget, right? Because you can't look into the crystal ball and see what it's going to be. So just historically speaking, it's always been $30,000. And then the rest really is just distributed for what we need to do. So right off the top, there's some county fees taken out, $14,000. We keep an emergency reserve for all the things that we can't plan. You know, trees falling down and boulders falling in and just all the other things, just those things that you're not expecting. And then we kind of just divvy up the rest for road improvements during the working months in the summer. So access road, lower filings, upper filings, and then just a small little bit for tree removal, tree maintenance. So that's kind of our budget. And I think to address your question, the budget went up because property value went up, and so property value goes up and property taxes go up.
Sure. Thank you.
Hi, this is Christy Knutzig. I live in the lower filings. I had a question. I'll make a comment that the lower filings were great, and I echo the comments that we're really happy with the service we received, and I also would like to give the company a second chance. But really my question is what is the vote, and I believe it's to renew the contract or not. It just has not been clear what the vote is. And then the second question is, if we vote no, does that just open it for bid, and we're just doing more due diligence to find people who can service this area?
Okay. Basically, the board is voting. This is a board vote. It's not a a whole mountain vote. It's just a board. And what the vote is for, whether or not to renew Four Seasons contract. That's what the vote is for. If we vote not to renew Four Seasons contract, then we will be pursuing, we have to pursue three bids. If we can't get three bids, we have to get no bids from regular contractors that aren't interested. And just to give you a little history, the first year of the PID, we went out to 35 people. Nobody responded. Then we got Carrie and CJ from Storm Mountain Maintenance, and they did a wonderful job for 2 years. Obviously, they're not here anymore. Then we were having trouble getting people to bid. We asked the county to help us. We used to do this all by ourselves. The county went out to bids. They got one bid, the one we wound up with. We had no say in anything about the bid being awarded once the county put it out for what Jared would refer to as RFPs, request for proposal. This next year, we took it back ourselves, and we went out to bids. And we got one no bid, we got a bid from Four Seasons, and we got a bid from Dreamscapes, the company from before, which obviously, luckily, they were a little more money. But we wouldn't have taken it back anyway because they did such a horrible job. So that's pretty much the way it works. Did that answer
thank
your
you.
Question?
Yes, thank you. And I just would like to add that I really would I appreciate what the board has done, and please don't use the email forum as a judge of what the community thinks, because it's a typical social media platform, and there's a lot of trolls, and you really should not take that personally, and we really appreciate what the board does.
We appreciate what you just said. Thank you.
Hey, Gary, it's Mark Haupt. Gary, can you hear me?
We can hear you, Mark.
Sorry, Mark. I had to hang up my bird feeder.
Yeah, Mark Haupt. Yeah, Gary, I can't imagine who's going to replace you on the board. The question is for Connie. The county fees that are in the budget, are we being taxed on our taxes?
As I understand it, that's the county charges us a fee for collection of the property taxes. Is that correct, either Deb or Gary?
And to administer the PID, yeah. But then they give us back almost the same money in registration fees. So pretty much it's a wash between what they give us and what they take away. So it really doesn't cost anything.
Sorry, that wasn't a snow question, but thank you.
That's fine.
Let's take
Star
the vote.
Six. Is there anybody else? All right, well, then I guess that it's time. As everybody has seen, we have taken this vote twice, trying to do due diligence, to see where we stood on the issue. And then we decided that we would do this publicly so the community would not be, the thought would not be that we're doing something under the table. Obviously, that still hasn't worked, but so now we're going to take a vote on whether or not to return Four Seasons next year for another year of plowing. So I guess by roll, Deb,
well,
for or against?
This may be redundant, but I just wanted to say up front, I support renewing Four Seasons. That does not mean I want to ignore the upper filings. I want to find something that works for all. But I don't remember how we rephrased this, but I'm for renewal.
All right, so that's okay. That's a yes vote for Four Seasons.
Okay.
John Lodico.
No.
There's a no vote. Connie.
I just want everybody to know how difficult this is. My vote is no.
Joe Leo.
Yeah, I want the same sentiment. This is not an easy decision, but I vote no.
All right, now, that's 3-1. I do not have a vote. Being the chairperson, I can only add ties. But I want you to all to know, the whole community, that I am in total agreement with this vote based on everything that's transpired. If anybody, so this is the way it's going to be, Four Seasons will not be renewed next year. We will go out and try and get the best contract that we can for next year. Nobody has been given this job yet. We have been doing all kinds of research on equipment and everything else. But if there's anybody out there that has any questions, please contact a board member. Don't go through hearsay and don't listen to the emails. Please give the board a chance to respond to your questions. Thank you very much, and this has been very difficult, and I'm signing off for my last time. So thank you, everyone, for allowing me to do whether good or bad. And I want to thank everybody that's on the board now for all the work they did and all the aggravation and grief. And believe me, it's tough. Thank you.
Gary, this Goodbye. Is Joe. I just want to say I'm sorry to see you go.
Thanks, John. I appreciate it.
Gary, this is John. I'm going to be at your house in half an hour to talk you out of it and coming back.
Bring beer, Joe.
I will, and some whiskey.
Thank you, everyone.
Yes.
Bye-bye.
And thank you, Gary.
Yeah. Boy, that was... You should.